There's been a lot of attention in recent weeks about Senator Bernie Sanders' bid to win the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders is beginning to rise in some polls in states with early primaries, and he's drawing big crowds in these states. There's also a large group of Vermont Democrats who are supporting the candidacy of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Governor Peter Shumlin and Senator Patrick Leahy are some of the political leaders supporting Clinton. And one person who strongly supported Hillary Clinton in 2008 and who is enthusiastically backing her again this year is former Governor Madeleine Cunin. And Governor Cunin joins us right now. Governor, it's great to have you on the program.
Great to be back with you, Bob.
So, Governor, why is Hillary Clinton your choice to be the next president of the United States? What is it about her candidacy that you find so appealing?
Well, I think if you could be partisan blind and just objectively look at her qualifications, there's no doubt in my mind, and I think many people's minds, that she is the most qualified person to be president of the United States. You know, her experience in foreign policy, her experience as a senator, her experience even as a spouse who witnessed everything that happened, if not firsthand, certainly secondhand. And I both know her both personally and from a, I would hope, objective political perspective. She's smart. She's a quick study. She's much more sociable and warm than can be put across sometimes on television or in the media. So, and I guess as a footnote, I have to add, I have always wanted to live to see a woman raise her right hand and take the oath to become president of the United States. It would be a huge historic moment. It would be a justified historic moment. I mean, a lot of people think, hey, it's about time we had a woman president.
Governor, a recent CNN poll showed Hillary Clinton with an unfavorable rating of 52%. Does that concern you?
Well, sure. But, you know, she's been around a long time. And when you're around a long time, you make some enemies, especially if you take action. But I think, you know, it depends where that 52% comes from. I'd like to see the figure amongst Democrats, because what we're really talking here is the first step, winning the Democratic nomination. And I think as the campaign unfolds, as people realize what a capable woman we're talking about, those figures will change, and I certainly suspect they're much stronger for Democrats. But, you know, we're living in a very cynical time when politicians aren't trusted by anybody the way they used to be, and there's just a suspicion abroad, you know, are you real? Are you telling the truth? What are you hiding? And I think this cloud hangs over every candidate who sticks her or his neck out and says, I want to get your vote. You know, are you really genuine? I think that's the major question. And with all the negative signals we're getting and all the bad stories about corruption, people start out with suspicion, and you have to prove to them that you're clean.
Are you at all surprised that Bernie Sanders is rising in some polls in the early primary states and he's drawing big, big crowds over in New Hampshire?
Well, yes and no. You know, what's, in a way, I'm surprised because, you know, none of us knew how his message would resonate outside of Vermont. But I think he is a very good speaker and he's very direct. You know, he tells you what he thinks. The big question, and he's hitting the issues which Hillary will put in center place as well. You know, the economy, the growing gap between the rich and poor. And Bernie has been saying that ever since he ran against me. I think it was like 32 years ago, my second term. And what's changed is that the economic climate has not only caught up with his rhetoric, it's exceeded his rhetoric. So while he's been saying the same thing, the situation has actually become more acute, that the rich are even richer, and the middle class, not only the poor, is falling behind. So that message resonates. I think a lot of people like to hear that message. He's making a lot of promises. And the question will be, is he really qualified? But I'm glad he's running. I think he will liven up the debate, certainly. And I think he'll really underline and emphasize these central issues, which is good for the country.
Some people think having Bernie Sanders in the race will move Hillary Clinton in those debates more to the left on these economic issues. Do you think that's true?
I don't think she needs anybody to move her, frankly. I think she's already there. Now, there still will be a difference. I mean, what Hillary has to do two things, of course. She has to win the primary, and she has to win the general election. Bernie is focused on the primary, and he is not looking, he may be, but my observation, he can go as far left as he wants and then worry later whether he can attract the middle. Hillary still has to attract some centrist positions and voters. And also, you know, a matter of style. He can be flamboyant, but if a woman had that kind of style, we'd be very put off. I mean, again, there go the gender stereotypes. A man can shout, a man can be extreme and not be considered hysterical. If a woman had that same kind of style, she would be considered hysterical.
What do you think it's going to take to end those kinds of gender stereotypes?
You know, I wish I knew the answer to that. I think the broad answer is the more women we see in leadership, not only in politics, but in business, in education, the less that stereotype will have to stand, because women like men do have different styles. We're not in cookie cutter shape. So I think the more you see, the more you get. And I think we also have to kind of remind ourselves, even women, am I stereotyping this person? Do I expect something different from a woman than I expect a man? I think deep in our subconscious, we have a photo that's similar to the photos on the front page, that's similar to the photos that are in state houses and courthouses, that leadership equals male. And that male picture is the first thing we visualize. And then you have to blink and say, hey, wait a minute, here's a different kind of leadership. Would that person be as capable as the men who have led us for thousands of years? So it's kind of a click that has to occur in your mind. And you have to broaden your mind and say, yeah, we can do it effectively with a different cast, with a female cast.
And finally, Governor, in the coming weeks and months, what role will you play in Hillary Clinton's campaign, both here in Vermont or perhaps nationally or in New Hampshire? What do you have planned?
Well, my plans are fluid right now. We have, you know, 18 months to go, but I will do everything I can to help Hillary Clinton get elected president of the United States. In the past, I've gone to New Hampshire, and I've gone to some other parts of the country. So I will do that, again, as much as I'm able, because I really believe deeply that she is the right person for us at this time in history, and that the time has come not to elect any woman. I would never vote for just any woman at all, but I believe she is the strongest woman and the most capable, and I would add the word compassionate. I mean, her concentration on children's issues, on education, on early childhood, on child care, on paid family leave, these are now the gut issues for families. And with her at the helm, we will get them done.
Former Governor Madeleine Kunin, great talking to you, and many thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you so much, Bob.